Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in a schoolyard.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Danny. I understand that you have a funny story you'd like to share.
I do have a funny story.
Let's hear it.
Okay, this just happened to me. About an hour and a half ago, maybe. I was driving my truck. Hang on, I have to talk about something else beforehand. Now, every time we do a podcast, Chris, you can't keep your hands idle. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have, and I thought that you were going to say something.
I saw you out of the corner of my eye pick something up and start to play with it.
Well, I just like to play with things.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I get bored.
I remember you told me off air it's because of your strong religious beliefs. Your mom told you idle hands are the devil's playground.
That's why masturbate feverishly.
Exactly. That's what you just...
Every spare chance I get.
Yeah. Anyway. People at home can't see this, but Chris always is doing something with his hands. So, interesting.
That's true.
Too bad we don't have a camera in here. It'd be great. Anyway, so I was driving my FedEx truck home, and I was on the freeway. Chris and I live in Los Angeles, California, actually. We live in Pasadena. But I deliver in Santa Monica, California. I drive my FedEx truck to Santa Monica, California. And what do I do? Oh, so, but the 10 freeway is a horrible, horrible freeway. It's got horrible traffic. But I was on the freeway, and I just felt sick today for some reason. I woke last night, I came home, and I went straight to bed. I felt sick, and I woke up this morning late, and I felt really sick, and I just never got hungry all day, and I almost ate nothing. But so I was driving my truck back, and I felt like I had a loogie or something in my throat, and I was trying to cough it up, and all of a sudden...
A loogie?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, all right. You know, like something in the back of your throat. Like, you have an irritation in the back of your throat, so I was kind of coughing, trying to hack up whatever was in there.
All right.
And in traffic, both of my doors open, I threw up all over my steering wheel. Like, all over my steering wheel. It's a giant steering wheel. It's like, imagine a bus steering wheel, like those huge ones. But the thing is I'm driving now. And I have
So you vomited. You threw up.
I mean, it was like someone took a big gulp cup full of...
And you didn't know it was coming?
No, I didn't. Because I was trying to cough, and all of a sudden... Because I wasn't feeling well, but I didn't... I somehow triggered a gag reflex in my throat. And I threw up all over the steering wheel. And I panicked, too, because I was like, I don't want to grab the steering wheel now because there's vomit all over it. It's dripping down onto my legs and like onto the floor, but I'm still on the freeway. And it's kind of a weird experience too, because if you're in your own car, there's no chance that it's less of a disaster in a weird way, but more of a disaster because the car is carpeted and you care about it. But it's less of a disaster because the people on both sides of you can't see you perfectly and talk to you. Like in the FedEx truck, you're like in plain view of everything, and there's now vomit all over. I was so afraid that something like I was gonna look over and see people like grossed out that I just vomited. Imagine how weird that would be, just driving and the FedEx guy just vomits all over his steering wheel while he's driving.
So you made a special delivery of vomit all over your car.
Yeah. I kind of like pulled off to the side and found stuff in my truck to kind of wipe off the steering wheel. But it was gross too because this floor got all sticky and slippery from vomit.
Hey, can I say something? Yeah. What's with you that you can't control your body? Like, you either, if this is a new one, you throw it up all over yourself. I've never heard of that. But it's usually you like spilling shit all over yourself or spitting all over people's food at dinner or pissing all over yourself.
Well, I don't know if I ever told this story, but I might as well. Did I ever talk about this with Tanya? Well, I guess I'll tell the story. Well, luckily this didn't happen. So I have a girlfriend. Her name is Tanya. She still lives with her parents, but most of the time she stays over at my house. But her parents like me a lot, and she lives far across town from me, so it's like an hour and a half drive with traffic. And every once in a while, if I'm over at her house late, I'll just crash at her house. But she has this tiny bed, like – the kind of bed you used to sleep in when you were a kid, you know?
Like a twin?
Yeah. And it's uncomfortable to sleep in that bed for me. But it's just super tiny with both of us in there, and it's hard for me to
sleep. I know what you mean. It's really uncomfortable with to sleep in that bed.
Okay, anyway. So I was – wait, what?
Huh?
How would you know? You mean twin beds in general?
Yes. Yes.
Because you didn't – you're not
– Oh, God, no. No, I just meant twin beds in general. Anytime Tanya and I sleep in a twin bed together. Anyway, go on.
What, you? But you – I'm sorry. You brought up Tanya again. You and Tanya.
Did I say Tanya?
Yeah.
Oh, I just said anytime me and some random skank sleep in a twin bed together. Did I say Tanya?
Yeah.
No. Any skank.
Okay. Well, I'll move past that. So, right. I'll just make this story short. It was late at night. It was like 3:34 in the morning, and I was staying at her house. And her parents are there, by the way, which is a little uncomfortable for me. I don't know why. I mean, it's not like we're doing anything in her bed except sleeping, but and having anal sex, but also sleeping. But
they know. Come on.
No, I mean, we're not usually doing anything at her house. I feel uncomfortable about it, but I still feel uncomfortable just being in that bed, having them know that I'm in. It just seems weird to me somehow. What do you have any feelings about that? Like, would you do that? Have you ever?
I have done that, and I did feel incredibly
weird.
Isn't
it really? Wait, at Tanya's house? You mean in general again, right?
Did I say Tanya? I tried to hold my
No, have you ever time. Have you ever done that?
I have done it. I did it one time where the girl flat out said, hey, it's my dad's not home. It's just my mom. She doesn't care what I do. It doesn't matter. And I thought, well, so she knows then. She actually knows what's going on. And also, as a coincidence, she had a door that for some reason didn't shut all the way. And so she had to put like this giant stuffed animal near the door.
What did the stuffed animal do?
Kept the door from swinging open.
Oh, okay. I get it. I thought she just had to put a stuffed animal near the door to, like, guard the door to make sure no one came.
No. But there was just no security at all. Not only were we in there doing God knows what. But there was no lock, but not even a doorknob function.
Anyway, yeah, I felt really strange about it. So, anyway.
And plus she was 14.
How old were you at the time?
How old am I now? 27?
I don't know. 26. No, you turned 27.
I'll be 27 in a few days.
In a couple
of
days.
So I was 26.
Okay. So anyway, I was the point of the story is 4:30 in the morning. I'm having this dream, and in the dream, I'm like I'm at my old house in Oroville, like not even the house that you know, my house on Montgomery Street, like went up from when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I was trying to get in the house, and I'm like knocking on the door, and my mom and sister are both like, nope, you can't come in. They're playing this prank on me. And I'm like, but I have to pee. And they're like, no. So I get the brilliant idea. I go and I'm like going to pee in the bushes. And they're like, no, no, you can't do that. For some reason, they really did not want me to pee in the bushes. But I was so pleased with myself about this plan. And I was like peeing, but really happy. Like, haha, like I'm being a mischievous kid. I'm peeing in the bushes. So about 3/4 of the way through my pee, I wake up because I realize I am pissing about a gallon in Tanya's bed, and it's soaking me. It's just the entire bed was soaked. It was – and I didn't know what to do. It was like I yelled. I'm like, oh, my God. And now I feel like I've woken the whole house up, and I was afraid someone's going to run in. I'll be like, oh, don't worry. I just peed the bed. I was so afraid that they were going to find out I peed the bed. And then Tanya woke up, and she was laughing and grossed out at the same time. But I was thinking –
do you think that this might be a serious problem that
I've never peed the bed before, though. Like, when I did it once when
so
I was
so you're making
a kid.
Up for lost time?
I guess. But, like, I would have been – I can imagine in the past had a severe problem with peeing the bed. Like if I was a bedwetter as a kid, I bet that would have been unbelievably embarrassing for me because it's like, oh no, it's coming on again or something like that. But I never did. So I wasn't that embarrassed. Also, wow, we're getting a call in studio. Hang on. We're going to take this on air, Chris. Hello? Hey, Tanya.
What are you doing?
Chris and I are just doing a podcast.
Hi, Tanya. It's Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Tanya, I was just telling the story of when I peed your bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Was that a fun time for you?
It was definitely fun because it was so early in the morning. Yeah.
Did you get any pee on you, Tanya?
No, I was at the edge of the bed.
After Danny peed the bed, were you tempted to just pee the bed also and blame it all on Danny?
No.
Why not? The one chance you're going to get to pee your bed with immunity.
I think you mean impunity.
Whatever.
She's immunity. Not,
she's not no gonna immunity.
Tanya, do you think anyone in your house ever found out that I peed your bed?
No, but now that you're telling the whole podcast world, I guess I'll tell my mom.
I know your mom's an avid listener to the Chris and Danny podcast.
Well.
Well, okay, Tanya, I'll let you call me back at a time when I'm not doing a podcast. How about that?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tanya.
To quote Brian, bye, audience. Huh. So yeah, I peed her bed pretty good.
I've done stupid things where I've been like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I just fucking did that. And I'm so pissed at myself because I think about it from another person's perspective and I think there's no reasonable explanation for why I should, watch myself lock my keys in my car. But this is different. This is you pissing in your girlfriend's bed at her parents' house in the middle of the night. I can't even imagine how mad you must have been at yourself. And
I couldn't
confused.
Understand. I was more confused.
You wanted an explanation from yourself.
Yes, because I didn't ever have this happen to me. This never happened to me. And even as a kid. And... it doesn't have – I just still couldn't – I racked my brain. I couldn't figure out, why would I decide to do this? And I was also so happy that, this didn't happen, the first time I spent the night with Tanya. There's no way if I would have explained, no, this never happens, that she – this could ruin your relationship with someone. If you didn't know them that well, you finally – you guys kind of consummate your relationship. She spends the night the first time. You pee all over
her.
You've
been with her for, 2 years, so you're pretty much in the clear.
Right. She knows I don't pee the bed every night. But if it's your first night with someone, of course –
there's no way you're ever going to clear. Listen, I never pee the bed.
Exactly. They're not going to believe you. Of course they're going to be they're going to think that you're just saying that to try to get out of...
You know what I hate about sharing a bed with a girl? I'll tell you. I'm never worried about peeing the bed, but here's something that I am worried about is when you sleep alone for a long time, you get used to being comfortable around yourself. And in the middle of the night, you'll just rip ass, constantly. At least I do. Because I just get comfortable. Why would I hold that in?
I don't know why.
There's no reason at all.
Why would you hold it in general? It's beautiful.
I know. But if you sleep with a girl, and especially if it's early, first couple of times, you're just pinching off all night long.
Oh,
and your stomach hurts, and you almost feel like you're going to cough it out. I hate it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's at least a normal thing to do. It's not
What, farting?
Piss. Yeah, normal people do that. Normal adults, I'm sorry, Danny, but normal adults don't piss the bed.
It depends on what you consider normal, I guess.
I guess so. But you always had that problem, with not pissing the bed, but like I said earlier, spitting on people's food. I've known you for, how many years? And how many years have I been making fun of you for, laughing and talking with your mouth open and spraying food and fluids out on everyone in your path? And you act like it's a joke, which it is, but it's also serious. You really do this. Every single time I've ever had a meal with you, you do this. And it's chunks of stuff. I remember, a week ago, you looked like you coughed up one of your teeth and it landed in somebody's water. This is not a joke. You would think most people, when you make fun of them for something, they think, all right, good joke, checkmate. I'm going to have to try to not do that as much. Maybe keep my mouth closed or maybe a hand over the perimeter of it. Never been any corrective action on your part, and that's always really baffled me.
I do, that's not fair, because when I do corrective action, you don't notice it, because you don't get spit on. You, Chris.
That's not, I constantly get spit on.
But you don't realize how much it would happen if there was, I would be pissing and spitting on you right now if there was no
corrective action. What is the corrective action?
That every once in a while. And it doesn't always happen. Then I'll start to tell a story, and I'll be like, "Hang on, let me, I gotta calm it down a little bit." But the problem is that my laugh comes out when I'm not expecting it more than other people's, and it's more of a.
We have to train yourself like an athlete to have that left hand up.
Well, it's funny because you've trained yourself. Every time I eat food with Chris, I don't know how well I'm going to be able to describe this, but
Chris, first of all,
he strategically seats himself as far away from me as possible at every meal so that he doesn't get any shrapnel.
Usually you have to sit right next to me because you have lots of secrets to tell me in the middle of the meal for some reason.
They're important.
But no, I know when you're getting heated up, and I know second something's going to come out of his mouth, and I'll like either put Chris, a napkin over my plate or my hand over my glass.
Chris, it's like a dog that knows an earthquake is coming. Chris, before everyone else is sitting there, they have no idea what's coming. And Chris is kind of scanning the area, looking around, and he's got a napkin held up over his food and his hand over his water. And I don't even
saved me before.
And I don't even exactly know what's going to happen at that time.
It you sucks know when the napkin is moist. I know that stuff has sunk through. And you'd think people around me would take that as a warning sign.
Like, they don't know what's going on. And then Shoddy's actually brought that up. Like, how did you know that was going to happen? Oh, goodness.
I think that I'm extra careful. Like, I preview in my mind, like, potential tragedies that could happen. Because partly, I was abused every night at the dinner table when I was a kid. I was beaten by my mom and my dad on the left constantly. I'm not kidding. Like, if I touch my dad wasn't as big about touching food because he did that too. He would cheat with a finger. But my mom was crazy about it. If I would touch with a finger, like, to help my rice onto the fork, she'd slap me on the right side of my
Are
head.
Are you serious?
Yes. And then, like, eventually, my dad would have to hit me because my mom was doing so much hitting that he'd have to throw one in every once in a while to kind of be the man.
His part,
yeah. And so I was seriously, like, so many times I'd be slapped to the left or right, and I'd be so pissed, like, come on, I want to eat, I'm hungry.
I can't help it if
I'm not getting stuff on my fork.
When I was a kid, when I ate too much with my hands and stuff, my dad told me, I might as well put your food on the ground and make you eat like a dog. And I laughed and like thought that was funny. So then he decided to do it because I didn't take it seriously. So then he put my food on the ground and I wasn't allowed to use my silverware. And that was just glorious to me. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. I thought I had so much fun. It backfired on him. And he said he was going to do it every night. And I said, good. I hope that this happens every night. I thought it was so much fun. But I never knew your parents beat you when you were a kid.
They didn't beat me. They were just slapping open hand. It wasn't like abuse.
That's abuse, as far as I'm concerned. I was never hit. My parents loved me. But I thought of another story, too, that relates to you making fun of me for not having control of my body. One time, when I was delivering at the Santa Monica Mall in Santa Monica, California, this was another day. This was one maybe my first month as a delivery guy, and I was working with another guy, and I was going up the escalator to... Well, actually, I'd left my cart full of boxes for a moment because I started feeling really, really violently ill. I had the flu that day. I shouldn't have ever gone into work. But I didn't want to, like, call in sick on my first month. You know, I felt bad. So I went in, and I was on an escalator, going up the escalator. And I was just trying to make it to the top of the escalator because there was a bathroom at the top of the escalator. But I didn't make it, so I just vomited. All like I couldn't help it. It was just came out of me, and then there was vomit all over the escalator, and I could see it like kind of, you know how there's like those weird jagged like lines, so it was kind of falling into like all the lines and evening out on the top, but there were chunks on top of that. And the weirdest part was at the top of the escalator, it just went into the escalator. My vomit is now somewhere in the machinery of. I really was curious if it was going to come back up with vomit at the bottom again, like somewhere.
That's gross. I never knew you did that. So did a bunch of people see you?
No, it was. The mall, no, I mean...
What did you do? Did you just, like, start spraying it? Did you, like, lower your head? Did you get down on your knees?
I threw up, and, like, I felt it start to come up, and I was trying my hardest to stop it, but it, like, got into my mouth, and I was like, okay, I can just keep it in my mouth for, like, 30, 40 seconds longer, and I'll be in the bathroom. I'll be fine. But then, now I have the taste of this horrible bile and throw up in my mouth. I'm like, oh God. And then I threw up a little more. So it just, it kind of was a spray because it forced the throw up that was already in my mouth out because new throw up was coming in to replace that old throw up.
So not only did you throw up, but you rocketed a supply of vomit.
But it wasn't like, I didn't like have my head facing the ceiling and just like spew it everywhere.
It was like a fountain.
It was. I looked down and I threw up basically straight down. and with another funny part was, I was dressed. I had like a jacket on, and a beanie on, and pants on. And that's the only day I've ever worn pants as a FedEx driver. I never, almost in general, I never wear pants. But I was really cold that day, and I kept going from hot to cold and hot to cold. But I had like all these extra clothing, and I had my beanie pulled way down. So I went and threw up in the bathroom, and then I was kind of like sitting in the bathroom by the toilet. And one of the security guys came into the bathroom because I was sitting there for like 10 minutes just feeling horrible. And one of the security guards came into the bathroom and he's like, kind of saw me in there because I didn't have the stall shut all the way.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, all right, you know you're not allowed in here. And I was like, kind of looked at him and he kind of looked at me and then he realized who I was. But he was embarrassed because he didn't want to tell me
that he thought
that I was a homeless guy. He probably doesn't realize how many times in my life I've been confused for a homeless guy, you know. But he looks up. I kind of look at him and he realizes who I was. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I just feel sick. And he's like, oh, okay. But, yeah, there's a big homeless population in Santa Monica. And they just kind of hang out in bathrooms or whatever.
And they gave one of them a job at FedEx.
And I actually just thought of another story that I don't think I've told you either, Chris. When I went to Six Flags Marine World, or not Marine World, just Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Do you ever not vomit when you go someplace outside the house?
I was at Six Flags with my sister and her husband. And they had the brilliant plan of, we'll eat a bunch before we go there because it's so expensive to eat inside of theme parks.
Right.
So we had like two meals before 10 in the morning, and I never eat in the morning because it makes me sick to eat in the morning. And then I also get sick on amusement park rides. Just I get more naturally motion sickness than anyone else. And I was probably 20. This was probably 2 years ago, so I was like 27 or 25, I mean, at the time. So I'm like an adult, you know. And I'm on some type of ride. I can't remember what it was. I think it was the X or something.
The Vomitron.
Some crazy roller coaster that was just designed for me to vomit. And it was super hot out. And so I'm like, as soon as I'm on it, I'm like, oh, this was a bad idea. This was horrible. And I'm just trying not to throw up. I'm thinking about the bathroom. I'm thinking, I can make it to the bathroom. I can make it to the bathroom. So we get to the end of the ride, and I'm thinking, oh, God, it's over. Oh, God. And I'm like, you know, your breathing changes, and you're like sweating profusely, trying just everything you have is trying to not throw up. Every fiber of you is trying to not throw up. Well, next thing you know, I throw up a whole lot, and we're stopped in front of the crowd. You know, like we're at that point where we're getting ready to unload. The car in front of us is unloading, so we're kind of in view. But my sister and Ed are sitting behind me, and they said it looked like I threw an entire cup of vomit. They said it looked like it was like a ball of vomit. It wasn't like a spew of vomit. It was like a ball of vomit that got thrown off to the side.
That must suck to work at Six Flags. You're not the only one. They must deal with that all day long.
I felt like such a jackass, too. And it had to happen. I'm actually glad it happened there, because if I did it during the ride, everyone behind me would have been covered in vomit.
Your sister, meaning.
Well, I mean, there were a lot. It wasn't just me and my sister. But that's actually reminded me of another story we just recently went to Disneyland when Ben Shields was here. And we rode the Matterhorn. And so Ben and his girlfriend get on the Matterhorn, and they...
this story doesn't involve vomit, right?
No, it doesn't involve vomit. But Ben and his sister get on the... Ben and his girlfriend get on the Matterhorn, and they get in the they're like a... It's a small little... What are they called? The...
What is it? A log ride?
It's not exactly a log ride. It's like that.
I don't know. It's the car.
The car. You get it. And they, so the Matterhorn car is kind of small. So Ben's girlfriend sits between his legs. He's basically got his legs wrapped all the way around her. It's a really tight fit for two people. So me and Brian are like, well, since we want to ride the same ride as them, we have to do that too. So I sit in back, and Brian sits in, Brian sits basically in my lap. So we pull forward one, and like the car in front of us takes off. And I kind of look at the crowd, and they're all looking at us weird. And then Ben turns around to look, because he noticed that people are looking at us weird. And kind of starts laughing, and I'm like, I thought he was just laughing that it looked ridiculous that me and Brian are here in our lap. But it turns out there was an entire empty cart behind us attached to our ride. So they expected Brian to sit in the empty cart because no one else was in that cart, because they assumed that Brian and I would be sitting in our own cars.
And everyone watching assumes you chose to sit together.
Exactly.
Like
they think, like, what? Like, and we, I mean, it's impossible not to look gay while we're right. sitting like that. It really looks like we're cuddling.
Well, you braiding his hair probably didn't help.
It didn't help. I was probably in hindsight a bad decision. And Chris, I have one more good vomit story for you.
All right.
This happened when I was a kid. I was driving to soccer. I have a really bad problem. You're right. I do have a problem with vomiting. Because as a kid, I would vomit a lot. I got motion sickness easy. And we were driving to Sacramento or something, and it was kind of a long drive, and it was a hot day. And I kept telling my mom, I feel sick. Please pull over. And she pulled over like 3 times, and I never threw up, though. And she got sick of me telling her to pull over on the freeway. So I was like, Mom, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And she didn't pull over. So I rolled down my window, and I just threw up out the window all of a sudden. But I didn't realize my sister's window was rolled down also. So all of the vomit came right back in my sister's window. Because you know how if you spit out a window, yeah. it'll come back in? So she got completely covered in vomit. That's and then great. She vomited like the Chris Farley skit on Saturday Night Live. And she just started vomiting on herself.
Wow. You're lucky, Mom.
Those are my vomit stories. I don't think you're a big vomiter, are you, Chris?
No, I'm not as hardcore as you are. I'm an amateur vomiter. I'm not professional like you. I never get motion sickness, though. I've never had a problem with motion
sickness. You don't even get it on, like, the Gravitron?
No, never.
That thing is designed to make me vomit.
I got motion sickness one time, which was so weird, because it was the only time it's ever happened. I was in a... We're in a van that had a TV, a little mini TV that we were watching a movie on. And there was a lot of, like, we're going camping, so there's a bunch of, like, luggage and stuff in the back. So I was kind of, like, laying in a really awkward position on the back with my head leaned back, and I was watching a movie upside down.
Right.
And, plus, you know, we'd been eating Slim Jims. It was a car trip. That probably didn't help either. And then I fell asleep also in the middle of the movie. So I woke up in a car upside down, watching a movie screen upside down, stomach full of Slim Jims.
Well, I mean, really, that's all you eat. Even when you go to, like, when we go out to, like, a nice restaurant, Chris orders Slim Jims, and he doesn't realize that serves Slim Jims.
I like the Slim Jims that come with a stick of cheddar cheese, also. That you can just, I guess you're supposed to mix it.
I guess.
But those are great. Yeah, so I got sick that time, but...
Did you vomit?
Yeah, I had to pull over and...
Nice.
Barely got out of the car before it spewed. But I didn't throw up all over people. I don't have any stories where I've thrown up on myself or other people.
Well... You're still young. Huh. Indeed, he was still young. But over the years, he studied my ways and mimicked my techniques. And, in time, began to spit, vomit, and piss on all those he loved most. Eventually, after much training and many, many Slim Jims, Chris became so powerful even that he managed to throw up just a little. But throw up nonetheless on me, his teacher, his master, Space Danny from the future.